In this bulletin, at least 45 killed in riots in South Africa. Scott Morrison thanks religious and multicultural leaders for delivering key COVID-19 messages. And in sport, the Wallabies to make changes for the final test after losing to France in rugby union. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. At least 45 people have been killed and hundreds of protesters arrested in response to looting and violence in South Africa. Protesters are angry about the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma, and security forces are working to control the unrest. Gauteng Province Premier David Mukura says everyone needs to bring an end to the riots, which began last week.
It's not just law enforcement only. Law enforcement and leadership of communities. We must all step forward and say looting cannot take place in our community.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked religious and multicultural leaders for their role in delivering key COVID-19 messaging across Australia. Mr. Morrison and the Immigration Minister Alex Hawke hosted a virtual meeting with key multicultural leaders.
I really greatly value the leadership that you all continue to display at what is a testing time, and it's a crunch time. It's a crunch time for your communities. It's also a crunch time for our city and certainly for our country. It's arguably the biggest challenge we have had since the outset of COVID over 18 months ago. You're doing it for your families, you're doing it for your communities and for our country more broadly. So I just want to thank you.
Forum participants raised issues including countering online misinformation, vaccine hesitancy, the importance of communicating in community languages, and gaining access to government support. Many offered their own community centres as vaccination and testing hubs. Queensland's Police Commissioner Katrina Carroll has ordered an investigation into a private police officer Facebook group where racist, sexist and homophobic posts have been made, stating that disciplinary action is possible. The Defend the Blue Facebook page, which now has around 3,600 members, was started a year ago by a senior police officer. Commissioner Carroll says the page was started with good intentions, including support for mental health issues, but has taken a dark turn in recent months. The death toll from a blaze at a southern Iraqi hospital has risen to 92, with many still searching for bodies under the rubble. A funeral service was held on Tuesday for the victims who were killed in the fire at the isolation ward for coronavirus patients. Health officials say more than 100 people were injured in the blaze. Australia's Yvonne Strahovski is in the running for an Emmy Award for her role in The Handmaid's Tale. It's her second Emmy nomination for the awards, which are the television and online streaming equivalent of the Oscars. The Netflix British royal drama The Crown and The Mandalorian on Disney Plus each received 24 Emmy nominations. The 73rd Emmy Awards will be a live in-person event broadcast from Los Angeles on the 19th of September. In rugby union, the Wallabies have lost the second test in Melbourne when France pulled off a late victory 28-26. It's France's first win over the Wallabies on Australian soil in 31 years. The test series will be decided in Brisbane on Saturday, with Wallabies coach Dave Rennie forecasting changes to the lineup. And now today's weather. Perth showers with a possible late storm and 18. Adelaide showers 17 degrees. Melbourne a few showers and windy, top of 14. Hobart a shower or two and 12. Canberra showers and 11. Wollongong a possible shower, 19. Sydney a shower or two, 18 degrees. Newcastle similar conditions, 18. Brisbane partly cloudy, 23. Cairns a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.